The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Folks, welcome to Spirituality 101. It's Friday. It's Friday again, and today we have a beautiful, beautiful guest today that I am definitely looking forward to our conversation, and I know that you will gain quite a lot from what she has to say today. But today we're continuing this theme that we started last week on healing, and we're hoping that we'll be able to bring to you a wide variety and a wide flavor of the process we call healing, and the many, many, many modalities that exist out there to help us to release, to relax, to let go, to help us to transform, to help us to tune up our frequencies, to help us to release baggage, and to assist us to open up into the realms of spirit from which healing can be manifested. And today I have on the show Kate Silberberg. She is the wife of our guest we had last Friday. And Brad gave us a tremendous amount of information on healing and some very interesting modalities that could help us to heal. And so today I wanted to interview Kate because she is the other half of a twin flame combination. Twin flames are here on Earth when they're expressed on Earth is the two combinations of the same soul. When they are lucky to find each other here on Earth, they bring together a phenomenal opportunity for spreading love on the planet. Of course, they come together and there are infinite levels of joy to be experienced in the union. But most importantly, the union is generally pulled together so that service can be given to the universe. And we find that when we find twin flames working in unison, engaged on the same mission, they bring to the world an understanding of spirit, and they also facilitate this process of healing. And so today, I want to welcome Kate Silberberg to the show. Kate is an extraordinary woman. I can vouch for that. She is a healer in her own right. She is, by my assessment, a shaman. And she brings a wonderful spirit. She brings a tremendous amount of love and joy. And she brings a tremendous amount of intuitive spiritual insight into the work that she does with her husband at the Mesa Creative Arts Center in Pittsburgh. Welcome, Kate. Are you there?
Thank you, Norma. Yes, I am. And it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today on the air. And thank you for that wonderful description.
Well, it's all true, and you know that. And you know, I have to tell our listeners this, that you were the person who taught me how to float in the ocean. You remember that?
Yes, I do. I
in Jamaica.
Do indeed. And it just, that was a marvelous a marvelous experience for all of us.
It was certainly an experience in letting go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I often think of that, especially in tense moments when we're making our new schedules, which is coming up for us, Brad and I, and when we're waiting for, you know, certain messages, or we're waiting for, you know, our new website to go up, and it's like, I wish I just had that water back again that I could just lie back and let go in.
I thank you for that. That is a skill that I will carry with me for the rest of this lifetime, and who knows, may come in handy in other lifetimes.
You're very welcome.
But, Kate, I want to talk to you a little bit about your journey. Tell us a little bit of who you have come to know,
well,
you are, and your journey.
A lot of it started, and of course everyone's journey starts the moment we're born, but the most poignant parts for me started to occur as I was faced with huge life challenges. The imminent dying, the death of my father from pancreatic cancer, and my mother developing dementia before he passed. And during all of that, the crumbling and the breakdown of my first marriage all led me to believe that, you know, there has to be more. I needed more from my faith, my God, than just going to church every Sunday. It wasn't helping. It wasn't doing it for me. And I turned to Native American spirituality, which I've always been drawn to since I was a little girl. And my parents took my brothers and I out west. There was just such familiarity in what I saw there, and it truly helped me become stronger. It helped me realize if I could focus on the beautiful sunset while I drove away from my parents' home, instead of crying the whole way home, which I often did, it would give me something to hold on to. There was more. I knew that there was a creator that was embracing me in that sunset.
That's an amazing way to describe that. But let me take you back a little bit. What I'm hearing from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. is that you started this journey, this life journey, utilizing the Christian principles.
Yes.
At some point when the trials then and the tribulations that we all must face of life.
Yes.
Became highlighted and increased in your life, that was the point at which you begin to ask this question, there has to be more.
Yes. And I began a search because at the time, the pastor of the church that I was attending, we had wonderful discussions. He was also a music teacher in a school district that neighbored the school district where I taught. So he was very much my contemporary, and we very much got into spiritual discussions about Buddha, about, you know, having encounters on a spiritual level outside of church, outside of prayer, in everyday living, and it became a different, you know, I realized that there was more, I needed more than what just scripture and singing and the social aspect of going to church was affording me. And that's what began it for me.
What did you find when you venture out?
Well, I found
the first thing that engaged your attention?
The first thing that engaged me was realizing that, you know, I think a lot of us get involved in, well, there's got to be an answer out there. There's got to be a guru, a teacher, someone who can, you know, give me something more than what I was getting at church. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, church. I still believe in going to church and religion. It's just that there was something I needed at the next level. And what I started to realize was, and this was through meeting different people, different teachers, one woman in particular who was known as a shaman as well, stood me in front of a mirror here in our gift shop, a lovely mirror that my husband had made, and asked me to look in the mirror. And I, as I looked in the mirror, I didn't really realize what she was setting me up for a really good question. She said, "Who do you see in that mirror?" And I looked at her, and she said, "Look at the mirror again." And as I looked, I saw myself, and I said, "Well, Donna Joy, I see me." And she said, "That is your greatest teacher. You are your greatest teacher.
Wow.
All the answers that you seek, you're going to find from within." And I was dumbfounded. I really was.
It turned your attention inwards.
It absolutely did.
And what did you find?
More questions. more unanswered questions. But I also started to realize that there was a lot more to me than I realized. There was I was a lot stronger. I had a wealth of knowledge and personal fortitude and strength and wisdom that I really had not had the opportunity to see in our, you know, I call it like the hamster wheel mentality of our day-to-day life. I didn't have the opportunity while I was teaching to really go inside and find more answers until, you know, she posed that question. And until other teachers like yourself posed other questions that allowed me, yeah, there's a lot of personal grappling and struggling and gaining understanding, but really it's not out there. It's in here that we have to look for and find the answers. And that was the most amazing thing when I started to discover and trust things about myself that I hadn't learned about in school, I hadn't learned about in church, I hadn't learned about in Girl Scouts or any other, you know, activity that is a social one where we're supposed to learn about ourselves. I learned about it by myself, with myself, and it was profound.
That is a very, very profound testimony, because it is so difficult sometimes, even as a teacher, and now the student has become a teacher, which is always an amazingly wonderful thing for one to observe. But now that you yourself are a teacher, I am sure that you bring to everything that you do, particularly with your work with women, that same notion that you discovered in the mirror, that what it is that we are seeking is not a path upon which we walk, but it's rather remembering.
Exactly.
And the word remember means to take the pieces and put them back together again.
Exactly.
It's rather a remembering journey to remember who we are, where we've been, and what we've done.
Absolutely.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We'll be back right after the break.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Journey into the realm of spirit, the source of all things. Master fear in these tumultuous times and learn ancient ways to abundant love and healing. Why Shamanism Now? A practical path to authenticity will awaken the unique genius within you. Host Christina Pratt challenges you to initiate your innate powers within to gain health, well-being, and joy through the practices of Last Mask Center for Shamanic Healing. Tune in each week to Why Shamanism Now, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Seventh Wave Network.
We'll be right back.
your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. Today we are speaking with Kate Silberberg of the Mesa Creative Arts Center in Pittsburgh, and she's sharing with us a little bit of her own spiritual journey, and particularly this journey of healing, and to share with us some of the amazing healing work that is taking place at the Mesa. Kate, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. So tell me about this twin flame journey.
Well,
everybody wants to know about the twin flame journey.
I had no idea what that was until I met mine, and I still did not know what twin flame meant. But I do know of the power of the meeting and its significance. I had been divorced for a few years. I had agreed to go with my brother to an art camp. It was fun to be able to think about, well, I'm just going to go get away for a week. I had been rather unsuccessfully dating and seeing other people and basically vowed, I'm not doing this. I'm gravitating back to the same kinds of people as my ex-relationship, and I needed to do something different. And I realized that I was the only common denominator, the only common thing, if I were to line up these people that I'd been seeing. So I sort of swore off having any kind of relationship other than the one with myself, to learn more about me, to get back into my art, and to meet people and have fun. And we walked into, my brother Paul and I walked into the social hall, the eating hall, where the dining hall, where at this art and craft camp was. We were to stay there for the week, and immediately when we were going in to meet as a large group, I spied this man across the room, and I thought, I wonder who that is. And later on, we, as everyone became introduced and we started to talk, I realized that this guy who is Brad, he was teaching as a staff member, well, as a guest teacher, at this art camp near Uniontown, PA, and he had many interests that I did. We shared a lot of books that we had read, and I went down to visit where he was teaching, and he had a Native American flute that he had made, and he was playing it. And so, you know, it was almost like the Pied Piper. My brother was teasing me.
I like that.
My brother teased me and said, what's up with that, you know? And so it led to conversations, and it led to more and more discussions after all the classes were done and after all the meals around the campfire, where everyone seemed to congregate to meet and talk, and the conversations just kept going later into the night. And it was a soul recognition. There's no other way for me to explain it, other than just like somebody had plugged in my electrical cord into a socket, and I understood that there's something really electric or vibrational here that I didn't have any prior knowledge to. And as we discussed things and talked, it was like my battery was being charged. It was very, very dynamic, and I had no idea what was happening. All I knew was this man was very interesting and intriguing, and I couldn't understand what it was, but it had to have been, like I said, a soul recognition.
So here you are, and you married this wonderful man, and what has happened since?
It has been quite a journey because he moved to my hometown, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, from, you know, this marvelous metropolis of D.C. area, and moved 14 tons of blacksmithing equipment. That's when I knew he was serious.
14 tons?
14 tons. This huge tractor trailer arrived one day, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that's his whole workshop. He's really serious.
I say.
And so our journey began with creating the Mesa Creative Arts Center, and it was going to start off just being, oh, we'll teach some classes in arts and crafts, and Brad will be a blacksmith and do, you know, much the same as he did in the D.C. area, and life will go on. And that was not the way it was going to be at all. We started a meditation group, or Brad, rather, started a meditation group, and I was still teaching public school, and so I was sort of a part-timer. And then after having some discussions and readings with certain people, one of which a very good teacher of mine, whose name is Norma, I was told, you're going to leave teaching. You know that, don't you? And I said, no.
You know, you're the most obedient human being I have found on the face of the planet, and I'm not kidding when I say
wow.
that.
Wow.
You just...
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing spiritually. You just let go of logic. And allowed yourself to dive, you know, much like you walking me to this place. Of course, the ocean won't swallow you up. Of course, all this water is not going to get into your ears. Just
right.
Relax, Norma, and float.
That was
funny. Isn't that what you thought?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I saw you do. You're the most obedient. You were very obedient to spirit.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was encouraged. You bolstered me, and I was... very uplifted, and at the time, I don't think you realized how uplifted I was in a phone conversation with you when you were telling me the story about Andrew moving to, your son, moving to, you know, North Carolina to do what he wanted to do, where he wanted to do it. And what struck me the most was I had this emotional tugging in my throat when I was hanging up the phone from you as if I was just going to start crying, and I really couldn't understand why. And as I hung up the phone from talking with you, I realized, you know, those kinds of things happen for everybody else. And my mind was saying, but me. And then I realized my being was having this discussion that said, basically, the other side of me was saying, until now, the only reason that you get hung up is that you stop yourself. These kinds of experiences, things can happen like this for you if you let them. And that's when I took
wow.
the plunge.
Stop and say that again. You heard inside of your being these kind of experiences. Say that again.
Well, the experiences that I realized that there was part of me wanting to just kind of say, you know, these kinds of things happen for everybody else but me. And then there's the wiser, the older, that endless, ageless part of me said, until now, this kind of thing can happen for you too. And I started to realize, and I think I even called you back, or I might have waited a day because I had to go cry. But I realized that was what I knew. I knew I had to leave teaching, and I knew that it was time.
And you did.
And I did. And it was scary, and I was supported by my husband, who was thinking, I wondered when she was going to do that. It's about time. But
it's,
you know,
a wonderful thing to be processing from the same base.
Yes,
it helps a lot.
Well, and the huge thing that we have learned as a couple, as a team, is that married couples, partners in living together, must communicate. And when we don't communicate and we get jammed up, we think, well, the other person knows me well enough. They ought to know how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. And that's simply not true.
Even in a twin flame relationship, right?
Exactly.
Now, tell me about your role at the Mesa Center and some of the healing work that you have initiated.
Well, my role started out being, you know, Kate, Brad always laughs that, well, Kate's the pretty one, and I'm the other one. And so he's kind of been the serious one, and I'm sort of like the coyote trickster, his slapstick, you know, partner. But I began, my whole role was beginning the gift shop, because we knew that we're sort of out in the middle of nowhere, and we needed there needed to be something that people could take home a piece of after their experience here, because we wanted it to be where they learn something, they take a class, or they make something, they create something as part of their healing journey, and there's a T-shirt that they can take home, or there are gift cards, or there's a rock or crystal. So I was very instrumental, and still am today, in presenting things that we have made, Brad and I, things that other people have made, rocks and crystals, candles, incense, things that you can take home. We hope that people take home and create their own healing environment once they've left us, to perpetuate their healing, because we are all basically in charge of our own healing. And if you go home and there's nothing that invites you to sit and reflect or meditate or, you know, journal, then we really, I don't feel like I've done my job. So I was sort of I'm the ambassador, if you will, of finding healing stones and rocks and seashells, their rightful owners and their places in other people's lives.
That's wonderful.
Thanks.
But along with that, I have watched seashell healing come forth.
Yes. That is something that has really become a passion of mine, and I've really started to understand the importance and pretty much how much they connect us to the ocean. The seashells are crystalline. They are made by an animal while that animal was living. And so these shells are what is left of this animal having been here. So encoded in this animal's DNA, or as part of this animal, it creates this shell. So the shell houses that DNA and that animal's consciousness. So the consciousness can then be imparted to us in healing. We lay shells around a person, or I lay them on a person, or they simply hold them.
That's wonderful. That's just absolutely wonderful. Healing using seashells.
Absolutely.
Don't go away. We're about to take a break. This is Spirituality 101. We will be right back.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical
biopsy. MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer, and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at skillsusa.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are exploring the many possibilities of healing, and I am speaking with my guest, Kate Silberberg, from the Mesa Creative Arts Center, and she's sharing with us some of the work that is evolving through this twin flame relationship and expressing itself at the Mesa Creative Arts Center. And Kate, are you there?
Yes, I am, Norma.
I just want to take you back to the seashells. Fascinating, fascinating explanation. But I'd like to know, in working with these shells, where is the energy taking you? How is it manifesting itself in your healing work with people who come to the center?
Well, what I've been finding is that I basically... Before, I was pretty much, well, gee, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't know how to do this. And I realized that the shells, if I could just get my own silly human side out of the way and allow the shells to do the healing, the wisdom would come through. And so I trust my angels and guides, because I had a really good teacher whose name is Norma, allow me to trust them and myself. So I connect with the energy of the shells. Each shell has a different, distinct personality and energy, because each animal that made that shell has a different energy. And so what happens is, intuitively, a person who I might be sitting with to work with for healing would select some shells. I would then maybe select some shells, and we discuss what needs healing with that person. And I might use energy that is involved with Reiki. I might use the shells arranged around that person. And then we just allow. And that is the biggest thing, the biggest factor, because what I had an opportunity to work with a good friend of mine who had just had a shell reading. And I said, well, just lay on the massage table and let's just see if we can help you. And I asked her, you know, what's been troubling you? And she had said that her lower back. And so I put my hands on her feet, and I did not tell her at the time, but I sort of took myself back to the ancient times of Lemuria or Atlantis. And I thought, well, you know, I know I was there. I likely was there because of this affinity that I have with these shells. So I'm just going to ask them to transport me and bring back energy that I might have used, knowledge that I might have used as a healer in Lemuria or Atlantis.
So that was what I would call a remembering exercise. The word remembering being broken up there into two syllables, meaning to re-engage, to put back together, to restore memory. So it seems as though your work with the seashells is allowing you to remember ancient skills that you may have had, and to
absolutely
be able to bring them, pass them through the shell and into the present experience.
You're exactly right, and it's been quite a powerful and transformational experience for me. because before I was sort of, you know, I had joked with Brad about feeling like I was in spiritual kindergarten and he was already in high school, and that then, you know, we would take classes, and I felt it for a time like, oh, I'll never catch up. All these people know all this stuff. And I was encouraged, and I kept, you know, learning, and I realized that everybody has their own journey, their own path to follow, and mine wasn't necessarily what Brad was learning and what he was bringing through, but that I had to find my own way. And with the seashells, it's just been an amazing discovery and a rediscovery of who I am on a soul level. It's just been remarkable.
And it seems to me, from what I'm hearing, that what you do have in your hands, working through and with the shells, is the ability to take people back to those places.
Absolutely.
Where they have been healers before, so it's possible for them to be able to facilitate healing of themselves.
Yes.
It's a memory. The seashells, it seemed to me, have become a memory retrieval system for you.
Exactly. And what generally happens when I got through with this friend's healing, she said, that was amazing. And I said, well, what about it? Tell me, give me some feedback. And she said, I don't know what you did, but that just took me, it's transported me. I don't feel the back pain. I feel refreshed and renewed and revived. What did you do? And I said, well, I just took us back, you and me, back to ancient Lemuria and Atlantis, because we were healers then, don't you remember? And she was just nodding her head in amazement, and we just had this marvelous discussion after that about how we as humans can access that information if we open up and do remember and allow it. But I think that's the thing that we, you know, we're running around and all caught up in the entertainment of living and all the distractions of jobs and families, that we don't allow that exploration, that valuable time of going within to access what is already there.
That's right, and to be able to benefit from and to share with others, because for each and every one of us, we're walking around with a tremendous amount of information, wisdom, and knowledge. And until we begin to give it away,
yes,
we do not create space when we're holding on to it to be able to bring in even more.
Exactly.
We're living in these amazing times when the universe is attempting to give to us more than we have ever had before. But until we kind of open up space to allow the new, to give the old to those who need it,
yeah,
and allow the new to come in. Tell me about the beautiful, beautiful necklaces and the artwork that you do, because I've had the benefit of experiencing the energy that comes with the jewelry that you create, healing jewelry.
Thank you, Norma. Well, the jewelry is, it started by being a therapy, actually, for me, a healing for me. When my father was ill and I would get home from visiting, or I would get home from school and be in that place where I just didn't know what to do with myself. And I started making hundreds of pairs of earrings, and I started to sell them and use them as gifts, and they were healing me. But what I came to find, that, you know, by those things healing me, or by me being drawn to certain stones or shells in creating a piece of jewelry, that whoever selected that piece of jewelry would also receive healing as well from them. And their healing may be an entirely different form of healing that I received while I was creating it, but it didn't matter.
That's dynamic. That's very dynamic.
Oh, yes.
The healing that comes through for you may be very different.
Exactly.
The healing that comes through for someone else.
It's the same with a painting, or I do a lot of painting on chairs. I also have been experiencing some, you know, in the artwork that I do with the act of painting, when I make something, it is very much a healing experience, and it is very much I turn this over to whoever is here with me in spirit, my guides, and I allow whatever is going to come through to come through. And I have had very profound comments made from other people viewing my art saying, well, this is what I'm seeing in it for me. Was that your intention? And I said, well, no, but that's really cool, because I think that any time that anybody sees anything or hears a piece of music, we all hear and see and smell and taste and feel differently, but yet in similar fashion. But we all are here to experience and explore these things and share them. And
you are doing a wonderful, wonderful job at the Mesa Creative Arts Center in making jewelry, healing jewelry available, in reaching out the hands and working with and through seashells to bring, to reestablish, to regenerate the energies that have worked before in other dynasties that we need today in order to clear.
Yeah.
Keep us clear and to keep us open. Can you give us the how can we contact you at the Mesa Creative Arts Center?
Oh, well, you can contact us by way of telephone number, which would be 724-947-3097. You can contact us at our website, which is bradandkate@mesacreativearts.com. or www.mesacreativearts.com. Visit us on the web. You can. Brad is feverishly and ready, almost ready. It's like waiting for a child to be born, honestly. He's been working on the new and updated website, and he and our computer companion, they're ready to post it at any day. So that's
wonderful.
It's going to be new and improved.
Wonderful. And I would really, really encourage listeners, we are into the holiday season, and it really would be worth a trip to the Mesa Creative Arts Center. And I'll tell you what you will accomplish when you do that. You will step out of your vehicle into a space that is filled with peace. There is an amazing spiritual benefit I find to just visiting the Mesa Creative Arts Center. You will find there articles of healing, crystals and jewelry, beautiful, beautiful jewelry that extend to us the opportunity to heal ourselves. You will find there meditation classes and workshops that will enlighten the spirit and lift the energies. And, of course, at this time of the year, it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to give gifts of healing, gifts that will enlighten, gifts that will raise the vibration. And I certainly plan to spend some time at Mesa Creative Arts Center to shop for my holiday gifts.
I'm looking forward to that visit.
We're going to take a break. Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We will be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Reverend Norma, and today we are exploring the many, many possibilities that are available to us in order to heal ourselves. We're living in times that demand change. We're living in times where so much more is being offered to us. The gateways of the realms above are wide open. And we are here, and it's our responsibility to make ourselves ready to receive healing that will allow us to shift the levels of consciousness ever higher and higher. If we're ever going to recreate this planet, which is our collective responsibility, to recreate the planet on which we live, the earth on which we live, then it requires a tremendous amount of healing, a tremendous amount of letting go to allow us to reach to our highest levels of consciousness in which to be able to bring forth, to manifest the changes that are necessary here on Earth. And so today we are talking to Kate Silverberg, who is a part of the founder and part of the directors of the Mesa Creative Arts Center in Pittsburgh, where there is a tremendous amount of healing taking place. And so we want to go back to Kate so that she would give us some more information on how to access some of the wonderful healing elements that are available at the Mesa Center. Kate, are you there?
Thank you, Norma. Yes, I'm here. One of the things that we're proud to present to the public, especially as soon as our new website is up and running, which is any day now, would be the idea that people could access healing retreats. They can book retreats with us, a weekend retreat, a week-long retreat. We would tailor something to meet their needs and suit their budgets. And we do things, some of our modalities would be Reiki healings or tuning fork sessions that
Tell me about tuning fork healings.
The tuning fork sound healing works with the vibration and sound energy of tuning forks tuned to the ancient solfeggio scale, and they break up and release fear and tension. They heal DNA. They energize your body and open portals to your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual healing. And they are very profound. We also provide past life regression therapy. Brad and I both are crystal healers, and we also have piloted or have founded something that we call magical thinking healing, and it is based on the idea of much of what holds us back in life is how we have come to define ourselves as a result of trauma from past experiences, from accepting direct or implied labeling from authority figures, or just worried self-judgment. And we've come to confuse our experiences or behaviors with who we are. And so this is a very rather simple and highly effective and sometimes humorous technique that starts by using muscle testing or kinesiology to locate a falsely held state of being or belief and getting permission from our inner parts of ourselves to sort of be reevaluated. And then we administer a passive or imaginative examination, which shines the light of truth on how we have been seeing ourselves, immediately shifting energy and our self-image. And then we help those previously stuck parts to literally grow up, consolidating energy and soul light and permitting positive change and grow themselves up to be with us now at our current age in this lifetime. And it's
wonderful.
Very profound healing.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Brad talked to us about in spirals the last time he was here, and he also talked about the magic of the wheel and the energy that comes forth out of the wheel.
Yes.
And the prayer circles and the meditation circles.
Exactly.
So there is a lot that you guys are offering, and I just want to bless and honor the work that you are doing.
Well, thank you, Norma.
Together as well as individually. And that you are so open, you're both so open to just giving to the world, giving to the planet, giving to those who cross your path, this wonderful healing energy that is flowing through the Mesa and flowing through your beings. And I just want to honor the work that you do on the planet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Before we go, I want to remind our listeners that it is our responsibility to move from being children of the living God to adult members of the race here on earth. And our passage from childhood into spiritual adult very often takes us through the schoolhouse or the schoolroom called religion. But that beyond religion, there is spiritual awakening. And with spiritual awakening comes the phenomenal potential to be able to allow ourselves to heal, to allow ourselves to grow up, to allow ourselves to learn about the spiritual principles that guide and govern this universe, and to allow us, when we have spiritually grown up, to get our hands on those principles, and with the power of positive thinking, the power of spiritual integrity, the power of knowing, the power of believing, take ourselves through the process of growth to be able to recreate this troubled planet on which we live. In the last 2 weeks, we have brought you some very interesting ideas on healing. Next week, my guest will be another very powerful healer who will come and share with us something she calls the flow. And I want to encourage you to stop and listen. To remind you that you can access our program. You can go back to www.voiceamerica, and you can access our program, Spirituality 101, and listen to it over and over again if that's what you need. Listen to the program at a time that is more convenient to you. Encourage you to do that. I want to thank you very much, Kate, for sharing your journey with us today. I know I have been blessed by everything that you have to say, and I want to say, may the universe continue to pour its beautiful blessings upon you both and upon the Mesa Creative Arts Center.
Thank you, Norma. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and your guests and listeners today.
Thank you so much. Please join us next Friday. In the meantime, walk softly upon the earth, for you have chosen this experience so that you may grow. See you next Friday.
class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.